This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the prestigious Sonmark Tunnel in Ganderbal district of Jammu and Kashmir. The project has been constructed at a cost of over 2,700 crore rupees. This tunnel will provide all-weather connectivity between Srinagar Valley and Ladakh, promoting tourism and giving boost to defense logistics in the region. After inaugurating the project, the Prime Minister went inside the tunnel and interacted with the project officials. Addressing the gathering on the occasion, the Prime Minister emphasized the extensive infrastructure development from Jammu and Kashmir to Arunachal Pradesh. He said Jammu and Kashmir is becoming a hub of tunnels, high bridges and ropeways. Mr. Modi said some of the world's highest tunnels and railroad bridges have been constructed in the Union Territory. The Prime Minister asserted that work is in progress on road connectivity projects worth more than 42,000 crore rupees. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi has said the situation is sensitive but stable on the northern borders. He affirmed that the forces are well poised to deal with any adverse situation, and building a robust infrastructure at the border areas is a key priority of the Indian Army. During the annual press conference of the Indian Army in New Delhi today, General Dwivedi said the situation is under control in Jammu and Kashmir region and it is moving forward from terrorism to tourism. India's retail inflation eased to four-month low of 5.22% in December, down from 5.48% in the previous month of the current fiscal year, as the rate of increase in food prices slowed. According to data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation, inflation in rural areas stood at 5.76% compared to 4.58% in urban regions. Odisha has become the 34th state and union territory to implement Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana ABPMJAY. Under the scheme, health cover of 5 lakh rupees per year is provided for secondary and tertiary care hospitalization of every family. National Health Authority and Department of Health and Family Welfare, Government of Odisha signed a Memorandum of Understanding in New Delhi today in this regard. Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises Minister Jitan Ram Manjhi today reviewed the performance of the schemes and programs run by the Khadi and Village Industries Commission for the development of the Khadi and Village Industries sector. On the occasion, Mr. Manjhi emphasized the need to broaden the effort through the focused approach to the implementation of schemes for the promotion of the Khadi and Village Industries sector in the country. Over 1 crore and 50 lakh devotees and visitors took a holy dip today on Posh Purnima, the first day of the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj. In the world's largest spiritual and cultural gathering, Mahakumbh, flower petals were showered from helicopters, welcoming devotees in Prayagraj. Devotees are taking a holy dip in various ghats of Triveni Sangam, the confluence of River Ganga, Yamuna and mythical River Saraswati. Our correspondent reported that the government has made all efforts to ensure the event is safe, secure and memorable. A seven-layer security is in place for Mahakumbh. The grand event will continue till Mahashivratri on the 26th of February. Singapore's President Tharman Shanmugaratnam will be on a five-day visit to India from tomorrow. He will be accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, members of parliament and officials. This will be his first visit to India as the President of Singapore. During his visit, President Tharman will hold discussions with President Draupadi Murmu. He will also meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi. The number of people killed in the California wildfires has risen to 24, while the losses due to the wildfires are estimated to be in billions of dollars. Analysts at AccuWeather estimate wildfire damages at $135 to $150 billion, covering real estate, agriculture, infrastructure and health expenses for displaced populations. According to JP Morgan analysis, this is nearly 4% of California's annual GDP. There are three wildfires still burning in the Los Angeles area. Meanwhile, winds are expected to intensify in the coming days, potentially further complicating rescue efforts. According to the local officials, gusty winds and persistently dry weather are increasing extreme fire threats in the region. A strong earthquake has struck Kyushu, southwest Japan. The Japan Meteorological Agency says the magnitude 6.4 quake occurred in Miyazaki Prefecture. And that is the end of this news bulletin.